Alright, so right now, we're not gonna use aliases anymore. Last time we tried to use aliases and it didn't exactly work out last podcast. So, right now I'm Ryan and with my friends Wes.
I'm Wes.
Michael.
Michael.
And Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy.
And me, Michael, and Wes, we will be interviewing Jeremy to see how his stay has been at Camp Crooked Creek. Jeremy?
It was good. So far.
Okay, that was descriptive.
Yeah, I know.
You're so awesome. Alright, so how was Sunday? Was it okay?
Sunday, it was,
It rained a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It rained.
Stupid. How do you like your merit badges?
My merit badges are cool, especially rifles.
Try not to sound so bored.
Oh, is it?
I like rifles, it's so cool. Hey, you're so mean.
I'm Wesley, I cut myself.
On a podcast.
Dude, he does, but I'm just kidding. Yes, he does. Okay, Jeremy, have you liked camp a lot? Has it been fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's only Monday right now.
It's still been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. But what's been your favorite merit badge?
My favorite merit badge was rifle.
Yeah, rifle's pretty cool. Are we qualified yet?
No.
What do you think about the food?
The food is awesome.
Is that all you gotta say, Jeremy?
All right.
This is my friend, David. Wanna introduce yourself?
David.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Alright, that was amazing. Incredible. You're like Siegfried. I mean,
mad skills.
You're awesome. Don't get eaten by a friggin' cat.
Anyway.
This is David, and David, how has your camp been?
Wet.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I woke up like a billion times to the rain.
Dude, you woke us up, okay?
Yeah,
you
that
were like
too.
Beating on the doors. You were like, get up! Oh my god, my house is on fire!
What was your favorite merit badge?
Maybe it was. Oh, my favorite merit badge?
Yeah, what merit badges are you taking?
I'm taking emergency preparedness.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
That sucks.
Camping.
Sucks.
Boring. Soil and water conservation, by far the worst. Rifle. It's pretty
soil and water. Rifle's cool.
I'm in the same.
Personal fitness, which is actually really
pretty
boring,
sucky
too.
I'm in the same soil and water conservation.
I'm not really
class.
Taking any fun merit badges this year. I'm just taking the ones that like.
Didn't the guy
whose
personal
take?
Fitness is very fit? I don't think so.
No?
He's not.
Who retired?
He's like a year older than me.
Oh my! Wait, what?
He's not old at all. He's like
16 or
personal
something.
Fitness, yeah.
Yeah, he's like just probably on the border of 16.
Oh.
In soil and water.
Oh yeah.
Rifle is pretty fun.
Just the sound.
Screwed up my first round.
It's just no, oh rifle. Right. We just a few minutes ago were joined by another scout. He's a new kid.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Want to introduce yourself? How has been, this is your first time at camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never been here before. What has been your favorite merit badge?
My favorite?
Well, first of all, what are you taking? Sorry.
Dan Boone.
Dan Boone.
Ah!
By far the worst thing
that
ever.
That burns! Dan Boone makes me angry.
Hold on, is it in the morning or in the afternoon?
Morning.
Oh, that's good.
Good God.
Dan Boone
is like fire to my eye. Man, it hurts.
It's horrible.
It's a bunch of stupid stuff that you already know.
You have to go through the entire thing twice.
It's so irritating. Our dude made us run around the thing.
He made us do a quarter of a mile run. That's two laps around the entire Dan Boone.
It does give you a lot of requirements, but it's just so freaking boring.
It is so boring. Anyway,
I just finished my requirements for Tenderfoot.
I mean,
I hate to say this.
This really is a great camp, but that is one of the low points. It is just...
That's
most
one of the worst points.
Would agree. This is like... All first years had to take this, but it is one of the worst. Being the first year, you don't get a lot of choices because you have to take first aid, and you have to take.
You don't have to take first aid.
You have to take first aid your first year.
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, you have to. Well, everyone I know did. Michael, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I had to.
Last year I took sailing.
Jeremy
and
didn't. He's here
SpaceX.
Still. I took SpaceX. That was an okay class. We shot bottle rockets.
Good.
We put
yeah.
pixie stick dust in the bottle rockets. Do that tomorrow.
You did.
Now for SpaceX, you have to shoot like little. Toilet roll things.
You don't shoot bottle rockets anymore?
No.
They're not bottle rockets. They're specially made rockets.
Now you get like a tube that's like that big.
Oh.
You have to like build it, and if it explodes, you get a partial.
And the teacher is horrible. He makes us take notes. I know. He says, you have to
I don't really care
pay
if I
attention, no talking, and take notes. Because he's going to give us... He's gonna make us write a 2-sheet paper.
That's a lie.
Two?
I did it last year.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A 2-page essay. A 2-page essay.
You mean more than one but less than three?
Yeah.
Golly gee, Willikers Joseph. That's too much.
It's like a test.
Joey. A two-page front and back.
Oh, no, that little worksheet thing he gives you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. That took, like, 5 minutes to do. Yeah.
We didn't even get one.
It was it was handicapped, not retarded. Handicapped.
Oh, this is...
We're politically correct here. We
which
don't...
bear badge is this?
And then the other one that
we're
took.
Speaking about SpaceX right now.
Oh.
Yeah, SpaceX.
We're speaking about space exploration.
Oh, I remember that.
And the next one I took was archery.
I think you offended someone.
I don't think I offended anybody.
Jeremy,
that's just my...
Why are you still here?
Jeremy can be here if he wants to. We're a scout troop.
Anybody can.
All right, so right now we are going to go outside. We are right now currently in my and Michael's tent. We are going to go around and interview some more of our fellow scouts in, like, big masses, because I believe that the only true reportership is public, not, like, you know, all separate and junk.
I disagree.
All right. We were just running. No, that's David again. Sorry.
It's still wet.
David,
it's
get out of my
raining.
Way. It's not raining anymore. It's just. Yeah, it's been raining for a long time.
That lantern is really bright.
Yes, it is. If we
it's
had
a lantern,
video.
Lantern, Michael. What do you expect?
But it's pitch black everywhere else except the lantern.
Yeah, I know. Right now we're standing around the campfire. There's a lot of smoke.
Not yet.
Someone has it. Hey, how's camp been, fellas?
Hey, Ryan.
What?
Have a present. This is Brendan. He's about to make a dumb joke. Don't say anything bad or anything, because we're like, yeah, this is like, we're recording this.
Oh,
we're
going to
put it on the internet, yeah.
Well, I just gave Ryan a hat.
Dude, that's my hat. Dude, no, it's not. What is this? Constant
situation.
Yeah, that's not funny. Okay. Okay, he just took Sean's hat and he gave it to me. Sean.
My name's Brendan, by the way.
Yeah, he's Brendan.
That's okay, this is Jacob. How has been your camps?
How has your camp stay been? Rainy. Yes, it has, Brendan.
Stay been, Michael.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we haven't been that serious. Okay. How has your stay at Camp Crooked Breed? Yeah, Brendan is not actually from our troop. What troop are you from, Brendan?
22.
Yeah, troop 22. Are they here? Why are you with us?
Because they're not here. They're going to high adventure bases.
Oh, I don't even know how he got here. Just a couple days ago, he showed up. Or actually, Sunday yesterday. It was okay.
Yeah.
So how's your camp stay been with the troop people you don't know?
Rainy, like normal.
Yeah, it has been rainy. A lot of, we've been getting that. Like Colin! This kid's name is Colin. Colin, don't take anything bad we're recording. Yeah, I'm going to say that to everyone.
The last name's Colin.
Colin? Shut up. Colin, do you like Camp Crooked Creek? Oh, yeah, we're in England. Yeah, he was. My friend Sean here was a student ambassador last year. Forgot why. He told me once.
I felt like leaving the country.
Yeah, he felt like going to England and eating greasy food.
England and eating greasy food?
How was the food in England, by the way?
Greasy. Michael. Michael, he's currently our spiel. How do you like it so far? You know, you've been here, what, 6 times already? 5? What has it been?
Yeah, something like
still
that.
God, yeah, he's still tenderfoot. Can't quite get past that scout.
Try a little bit bigger one, like a life.
Can't quite get past tenderfoot yet. Stuck on scout.
I'm a star.
Dude, I'm totally
I'm
star.
I'm also too.
No, but seriously, how you been?
That was pretty good.
Brendan's a star. Like the concession stand?
Oh, God.
It's so awesome at the concession stand. Everything is so cheap. It's cheap, man. Everything is so cheap. Mr. G. We're not going to say your last name. Mr. G. Mr. GG. G. Yeah, we can talk to you because you're cool. How do you like being the scout master? The main leader. We have like 6 leaders for some reason.
Very rewarding.
Very rewarding. A lot of kickbacks.
I wish.
A lot of kickbacks, like a nice cot to sleep on outside. Yeah?
Yes, I do have a roomy tent.
Yeah, let's talk about the volleyball tournament.
Oh, wasn't that fantastic? We won by default.
So right now we're walking around the campfire still.
Food good!
What do you have a towel? Did you go to the shower?
No, I don't want to get wet.
Oh.
Talk to
Nick. It's not even raining. Nick! My friend Nick.
Good.
Nick Orchek.
Good.
What? It's podcasting. We're going to put it on the internet. Nick, yes we are.
Yeah,
Yes we are. Because people listen to it. Apparently 8,500 people listen to this. Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyway, yeah. Nick, what do you think about camp so far? What?
You're still recording.
One what person went on 8,500 times.
Yeah. Or more
that
popular.
That was me. I was really bored.
No, seriously, Nick. Why? Why? Why?
Why what?
Why'd you come here? Just for fun?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to get to Eagle. What's your motivation here?
Get to Eagle?
No, it's not. You have like a weird alter, like, you want to become like the weird, like.
Super Nick.
Yeah, Super Nick. Why are you wearing the Chief Wahoo hat?
Huh? Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo is insulting the Native American people. What do you think about that?
Oh my gosh, no. Yeah, he is insulting.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even look at the picture.
That is insulting. I'm going
now
to cry.
Now that I see the picture,
I'm going to cry. I'm 1/32nd Cherokee. I'm going to cry. No, seriously though, Nick, how has your camp day
like
been?
Barbecue.
It's been okay.
Well, it's been out to fire. It's been okay.
Well, we're not even.
Did you like last year better? Yeah, well, it's only Monday.
I know.
Last year was. We're gonna do one of these every day. So if you get bored of me asking all these people stupid questions,
I camp out that's tomorrow your fault. Night and the night after.
Yeah, there's a lot of camping. Yes. Ah, tomorrow is like the Mave King Challenge. Mr. Nattinger, G, would you like to explain the Mave King Challenge to our viewers?
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah.
Listeners,
we would like you to.
Our viewers.
I'm sorry.
It'll be a shotgun start, and we'll have two teams, and they will go around camp hitting different stations.
What's up, guys?
And...
You're really kind.
Yes.
I've been saying that in the tent for like an hour.
Okay. And they'll compete in different activities, such as lashings, knots, rifle, shotgun, archery, let's see, catapults. Tar and feathering.
Indeed.
then there's the slushy gulp.
Oh yeah, what they do is they mix all the flavors of slushy and they make our scoutmaster drink them, and it's so bitter. I had it last.
And it's frozen.
So bitter. It burns your teeth and stuff.
Yeah, and then it burns your brain.
Yeah, and then it hurts and you cry and we all take you home. We buy you a big bopper. Those are good.
And of course, we have an awesome team.
We do.
Always
we would, we've got two.
And what happens to the winning team get?
9:15.
What does the winning team get?
They get your mom.
Okay.
We have
two teams in our troop. The winning team in our troop.
Get whatever they want from the snack bar.
They get a slushy. Right?
Or something else.
Or something else equal of equal price.
Basically, our scoutmaster bribes us with $1 apiece if we win. more. Shut up, guys. More or less, our scoutmaster is saying win or eat. We get to choose. Win and eat, I'm sorry. So, it's actually not a bad deal.
Yeah, you don't win, you don't eat the rest of the week.
Yeah, you don't get to eat, yeah.
Wait,
it's pretty bad. My friend Wesley weighs like 70 pounds.
I weigh like one.
Yeah. Well, he weighed a little bit more earlier because he had a tick on him.
Yeah, that tick was heavy, man. That was a heavy tick.
Sucked out half his blood.
That was heavier than Tom Boyle. I mean, that was a heavy tick. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the name?
I weigh 125.
No. That was heavy as Tom. You know, the dad on Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to make this clear, I weigh 125.
No, you don't. No one cares. All right. Mr. Butterman, tell us what you do for a living.
What I do?
Yeah.
Wait, but you can't say Mr.
Butterman.
I already
just said my name.
I'm sorry.
Buttleman's his first name.
Yeah, Buttleman's his first name. Yeah. That's his nickname because he likes to blow bubbles. Yeah. He's also 40. He's also a grown man. He likes to blow bubbles.
In my spare time.
Yeah, in my spare time, I like to blow bubbles. Anyway. I don't know if we can say this.
Well, I'm the bugler at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky.
And I think that's really awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think that's awesome. People can say my dad. I know the guy who bugled at Churchill Downs. I can say that. All right, now, getting off the subject now.
That's a friend of mine taped you.
And now you can say, I heard on a podcast the voice of the person that bugled at Churchill Downs. Yeah.
You totally can. You were on The Daily Show once for like 5 seconds.
I didn't know that.
They flashed you on. They were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and they showed the back of your head while you were playing.
It's
pretty cool. Anyway, so how's been? Yeah, you're an adult leader. Your son's here. How has your stay been? I know it's only Monday,
but it's been great.
It's been good. A lot of rain though.
I've already eaten my snacks.
Yeah, a little bit, but luckily the tents are holding up.
A little bit. My tent has a 2-foot like strip of tape of duct tape
holding it. That's reassuring.
Yeah, awesome.
I've already eaten all my snacks and I can't find my backpack.
Our extreme. Wow, that sucks for you.
No.
That sucks for you. Oh,
why don't you eat some bubbles?
I think that's pretty much, if anyone is still listening, I think that's pretty much time to wrap up this podcast. Anyway, we'll be back with more in the coming weeks. In the coming days, we have, I've got a softball tournament. Maybe I'll let somebody else narrate for a while. We got a softball, a basketball tournament, the volleyball tournament canceled. We could have talked about that for at least 10 minutes. Come on. And,
Yeah. Anyway, they're playing the revelry right now, so we're gonna go.
Revelry.
Taps. Sorry, I'm sorry, God. Why don't you hang me? You know. Okay.
Okay.
So
there's a rope right here.
All right. So we're done. See you guys later.